top of mind. BTC at $62,500, $63,400, sitting below critical 63,220 weekly close support, with Binance OI correlation data showing leveraged longs being flushed out and 61K flagged as the next liquidation flashpoint. The Clarity Act's passage odds have collapsed from 75% in May to 10% per Galaxy Research, with only 14 Senate session days remaining after September 14 recess ends. The bill now needs to dominate nearly the entire working session to pass. These two threads are linked. Legislative stagnation is explicitly cited by CertiK and Bloomberg as a key reason institutional Bitcoin ETF sentiment has turned cautious, bordering on pessimistic, with 389.7 million Memenans in net ETF outflows last week, reversing 853.5 million of the prior week's inflows. Market structure: spot Bitcoin at $62,500 to $63,400. Weekly close below 63,220 would likely trigger deeper breakdown per Rekt Capital. Glassnode flags 1.7 of a 9-month BTC, 8.9% of supply, with cost basis in the 62K-65K band, making that range a high-friction zone as holders oscillate between profit and loss. Spot ETFs bled 389.7 million net last week, largest since end of June, reversing an 853.8 inflow week. Farside data puts Thursday-Friday outflows alone near 475 mon. Morgan Stanley IBITS stake fell 4.5% in shares to 16.5 mon. JP Morgan added 25% to 10.4 mon shares. Abu Dhabi's Mubadala, 490 mon, and ADIC, 273 mon, held flat. Harvard stopped selling after two consecutive quarters of cuts. USDT market cap contracted $4.88 billion on a 60-day basis, one of the steepest drawdowns on record. CryptoQuant characterizes this as a sign sell pressure is closer to exhaustion than acceleration, but flags that USDT contraction and BTC price likely respond to the same risk-off conditions rather than one causing the other. Implied VOL at 37, 83rd percentile PERT, charge, call, skew, per VanEck, with PERT call premium ratio at 1.49 versus 0.71 average. Funding at 4.5% annualized, half the long-run average. VanEck says true bottoms require skew past pleasant 15 or negative funding, neither has appeared. Policy and institutions. White House meeting, Wednesday. Eisenhower EOB, 2:30 p.m. ET. Trump and CFTC Chair Selig expected to attend alongside Coinbase, A16Z, Ripple, Chainlink, Kalshi, Paradigm execs. CFTC Innovation Advisory Committee holds inaugural meeting Thursday. Intended as a Clarity Act rescue attempt, SEC separately cancelled its Friday crypto rulemaking vote, citing unforeseen scheduling issue. Single-sourced reporting, Politico or Reuters, suggests White House pressure over optics with Senate negotiations ongoing. OCC granted preliminary conditional approval to World Liberty Trust Company, Trump family's USD1 stablecoin vehicle, to operate as a federally chartered national trust bank. Joined Circle, Ripple, Paxos, Fidelity, BitGo in receiving similar OCC charters. Conditions include 20 million minimum capital and Genius Act compliance. Trust bank cannot take deposits or seek a Fed master account. Conflict of interest objections dismissed as outside OCC scope. MSCI opened consultation to remove Strategy and Metaplanet from GIMI indexes under a proposed non-operating companies screen. If adopted, Strategy free float market cap 23.9B faces deletion at November 2026 review, triggering estimated 2.8 billion in passive outflows, JP Morgan estimate. Feedback period closes September 30, announcement by OCT. 16. Strategy called the proposal out of step with regulators, markets, and its own customers. Clarity Act procedural vote set for September 15. Cloture requires 60 votes, not passage. Citigroup CEO Jane Fraser supports the bill with improvements on stablecoin yield provisions. Coinbase withdrew support in January over the same issue. Network and industry. Public miner hash rate fell 13.4% Q4 2025 to Q2 2026 as AI pivot accelerates. Core Scientific, 136.7 timing colocation revenue versus 27.5 memes from mining in Q2. TerraWolf 31.9 MAD out on HPC versus 12.8 MAD out on mining. Bitcoin network hash rate down 33% from October peak to MUTS 861 EHS. Miner fee revenue at 0.69% of total, a 10-year low. Average BTC production cost estimated at 78,854 versus 63K spot. Riot Platforms signed a reported 9BR 20-year compute deal with Anthropic for 1.91W at Rockdale, Texas, single source to Bloomberg. Anthropic Todd at Riot not confirmed to Cointelegraph. Hive signed a separate 350 meta 5-year GPU cloud deal. Hut 8 added a second 15-year 352 MDA Beacon Point lease. Hyperscale Data sold 685 BTC in 43 MATAs to fund Michigan data center. Miner to AI pivot now structural, not tactical. Cold card hack losses. Galaxy high confidence minimum at 1,730 BTC. TRM Labs independently estimates 1,816 BTC across 5,200 plus addresses. CryptoQuant's stricter victim report methodology confirms 1,432 BTC. Attacker activity has not been observed after August 6th. 1,531 BTC remains unmoved. Bitcoin Red Team using Chinese AI, Kimi K3, GLM 5.2, to scan Bitcoin open source ecosystem. 85 critical and 635 high severity findings filed across 390 projects. Data breach cluster, Trezor, 14,000 customers via Shipmunk, SafePal, Ginaz and 39800 via order tracking plugin, French DGFIP Tax Authority, 678,000 records. French taxpayer data includes income levels and addresses, directly actionable for wrench attacks. Chainalysis logged 30 violent crypto attacks in France in H1 2026, 30 MATs of plus stolen, on pace for record. Macro linkages. Fed held rates at 3.50-3.75% under Chair Warsh. Three FOMC members preferred a hike. Bitcoin rose mobbage 1% on the decision, then faded. Warsh explicitly avoided characterizing the hold as a pause, keeping rate hike optionality open. Bitcoin's muted response to both the hold and soft CPI IPPI prints signals the inflation relief to BTC transmission is breaking down, a dynamic QCP capital flags as increasingly important. US-Iran strikes and Strait of Hormuz uncertainty drove oil up MOF of 15% over five sessions to near 79 BBL, reviving inflation expectations and pulling BTC below 63K alongside a 4% Nikkei drop. PCE, Algarja 26, is now the next macro catalyst traders are watching. July's print was the first monthly decline since 2020. Gold at $4,435.OZ, 9-week high, attracted 637 minutes of single-day inflows to GLD on Algarja 5 versus 244 to Bitcoin ETFs. Harvard's endowment now holds more in gold ETFs, 171 mum, than IBIT, Honawana Plam. BTC gold 90-day correlation remains positive per crypto quant, but capital is flowing to gold, not Bitcoin, in the current risk-off episode. Standouts. Tether completed its first full KPMG audit, receiving an unqualified opinion on Tether International's 2025 financials, full statements not publicly released because Tether is private. Wintermute USA registered as a broker-dealer, targeting Bitcoin ETF market making and positioning to rival Jane Street and Citadel Securities within 3 out of 5 years. Bank Leumi, Israel's largest bank, will offer BTC, ETH, Airchess, ISOL trading via Galaxy's Galaxy One platform in early 2027, pending Bank of Israel approval. Tudor Investment added 109 MAU 446 IBIT shares in Q2. Total 608,529, reversing a year of selling, far below its late 2024 peak of 8M plus shares. CBA filed with SEC to list 3x leverage Bitcoin and Ether ETFs via futures structures would be the first such products in the US market.